Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm John Batchelor, and later on tonight, A Man of Iron, my conversation with Troy Senek, the author of The New Turbulent Life and Improbable Presidency of Grover Cleveland. It is a lengthy conversation not only about Cleveland the man, but also about how different the presidency was at the end of the 19th century compared to the 21st century. Again, later on tonight, A Man of Iron, The Turbulent Life and Improbable Presidency of Grover Cleveland. Here is a piece of the conversation I have with Troy Senek.
Good evening, John. It's a delight to be with you. The answer to that question, Grover Cleveland is a man who takes the verb preside very seriously in presidency. This is a guy who, as you suggest, had used the veto very aggressively as mayor of Buffalo, had used the veto very aggressively as governor of New York. And his conception of the presidency and of presidential power, especially in his first term, is in many ways negative in nature. I say in the book that Cleveland kind of sees himself as a kind of ombudsman in chief, right? This is a guy who thinks that the responsibility that comes with heading the executive branch is really to keep the legislative branch in check. It's just as important to stop the depredations of Congress as it is to have any sort of affirmative executive agenda. And so that is a constant that you see throughout both of Cleveland's terms, although, and I'm sure we'll get to this later, in his second term, he does evolve a bit. He does begin to look a bit more like a modern president. Takes the lead, is a little more aggressive, a little more often. But Cleveland, and this is one of the reasons that he is so beloved by many libertarians today, many limited government conservatives, is a guy who really takes the negative power of the presidency seriously. And as a result, he vetoes 414 pieces of legislation in his first term, which is more than all 21 of his predecessors combined. So this is a pretty central element of the presidential style of Grover Cleveland.
That's Troy Senek speaking, the author of A Man of Iron, The Turbulent Life and Improbable Presidency of Grover Cleveland. Later on tonight, I'm John Batchelor.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.